$200. Hey, Pop, where are you?
Come inside.
Look at this house. Oh, excuse me, madam. Have you seen my father?
Madam, that's funny. Why don't you come upstairs and I'll flush your brain down the drain?
Hey, I'm only kidding, Pop, but hey, I don't believe it, man. This house, I've never seen it this clean before.
Yeah, that's because it's never been a honeymoon cottage before.
Honeymoon cottage?
Yeah, come over here. I got this telegram this morning. Here, look at it.
Hey, what do you know about that? Aunt Frances finally got married. Mrs. Rodney Victor.
It's a beautiful name, isn't it? Mrs.
It sure is.
Yeah, see, her and her husband are moving to Los Angeles.
Have they found a place to stay yet?
No, they'll stay with us till they find something.
Hey, that's good, Pop, because I like Aunt Frances.
Yeah, son, I'm telling you, she's the greatest.
Yeah.
You know, that Rodney got to be the luckiest guy in the world.
She's your favorite sister, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, son. She's Joan of Arc, Madame Curie, Shirley Chisholm, and Lena Horne. All rolled up into one.
You roll all them into one and you get Toadie Fields.
That's funny.
Yeah, I thought you liked
Look here, son, I'll just show you something here. In the album book. Look here. There's my baby sister right there. Yes.
You know, you were more like a father to her than a brother.
Yeah, that's right. See, well, our folks passed when she was 2 years old, so I raised her like she's my own. Brought up myself. Look at there. As she is at 4 years old, learning to make a three-cushion billiard shot.
Oh, look at that. That's a cute picture. That's Aunt Frances lying on a rug with no clothes on. You know what, Pop? She looked a lot like you then.
That is me.
Hey, what is this guy that she's marrying, Rodney Victor? What does he do for a living?
Son, I don't know what he does for a living, but it must be something good because Frances is too great to settle for anything less than Mr. Wright. I sure be glad when they get here. Be like one big happy family.
That's good.
My house is their house.
Hey, that's nice of you to say that, Pop.
My food is their food.
Hey, that's the way I like to hear my old man talk.
And your room is their room.
Okay, I thought so, but it's all right. I don't mind.
Oh, it's a phone. I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hello, Frances. Yeah. Where are you, honey? At the airport. Well, we come right out and get you.
Oh, Pop, we can't. I let Julio borrow the truck.
You big dummy. Why you do that? Now you're gonna get Puerto Rican all over our truck. Frances, honey, listen here. Change plan. Look, here's what you do. You and your husband catch a cab out here. And your big brother will pay for it. Sure. And I'll give the cab driver a good tip. I tell him not to be in this neighborhood when it gets dark. Yeah, well, look, tell me all that stuff when you get here, honey. Hey, you and your husband get a cab, yeah? All right, bye.
That's fine. Huh? You know, I haven't seen you this happy since the Kit Kat Club went topless.
Yes, you have.
When?
When it went bottomless.
Welcome, sis and broth.
That's not broth. That's bruv. You know, like in brother.
Well, it looks like broth to me.
Well, only a real dummy would think that was broth. Oh, there they are now. That's give me some money for the cab.
All right, I'll let you have some. You excited, huh?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, hurry up.
You ready?
Go ahead.
Come on.
I'm coming.
Now, are you sure your brother won't be upset about me being white?
No, I don't think so, but just to be safe, turn black.
I love you.
$3 ought to cover it.
All right, here you go.
Get the door, son. Hurry up, get the door.
Hello, Aunt Frances. Oh, nice to see you again.
Hey, Rodney! Hey, Rodney, stop getting around, Rodney! Hey, just put the bag right down there, driver. Yeah, here's $3. That ought to cover the trip from the airport and the tip, too.
Thank you.
Hey, Rodney! Hey, Rodney! Hey, Frances. Hey, what happened? Your husband's missing. And hey, buddy, your cab is missing too. Listen, Francis, Rodney wouldn't be the kind of guy that would steal a cab, would he?
Oh, Fred, this is not the cab driver. I'd like you to meet Rodney Victor, my husband.
My brother-in-law!
If you all will excuse me, see, the situation has completely overwhelmed my father, and I must calm him down. Surprise.
Oh, shut up.
Look, don't drink it, Pop.
I ain't gonna drink it. I'm gonna pour it over my body and strike a match to it.
Man, that's some shocker, isn't it?
Holy mackerel. Will you look at this, Francis? Look at this money. Your brother must have hit a daily double or perfecta.
Put that back.
Oh, come on.
Come on over here. They're probably saving that for something special.
Something special? What race is he in? Hey, where's my racing form?
Rodney, nobody's talking about racing.
Hey, Pop, you look frozen.
Sure I'm frozen. I just got hugged and kissed by Snow Whitey.
I'll be right down here.
All right, darling, take your time.
Ah! Caught you, didn't I?
What?
Caught you trying to steal the money we were saving for a stereo.
I wasn't stealing it, Fred. I was just putting it back.
See that? Ah! See, you trapped by your own words. The question is, Mr. Intermarriott, how could you possibly be putting it back in there if you didn't take it? See? Case closed. And that's grounds for divorce. And I'm going to divorce you from my sister by the power vested in me.
I'll tell you something. Right? Francis said you were funny, but you're hysterical. Sis and broth. That's funny.
I like the way you see the humor in my father's stuff, but just for the fun of it, I'd like for you to tell me how you could be putting the money back if you didn't take it out of there, because I like to laugh too, you know?
You know those $3 he gave me when I was coming in? Well, I just put it back in the drawer.
Sure you did.
Oh, no, darling. Nothing could ever be wrong as long as I'm alive. Everything's gonna be all right. So don't you worry about things. You just going upstairs and unpack your suitcase.
Yes, but I don't want to put you out.
You couldn't put me out. You mean all the world to me. Now, go on upstairs and take the first bedroom to the left.
I'll go get the bags.
Yeah. And you come on back down and take the first couch to the left.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a place for my sister and her person to sleep. See, here's what you do. She'll sleep in your bed. You'll sleep with me, and the couch goes to the man from Glad.
here.
Oh, not to put you out. You two sleep in your own beds, and we'll just cuddle up nice and tight right here on this couch.
No, wait a minute. Now, it's been all decided, huh? Look here. Now, here's what it is.
Okay.
Now, this is all straight, ain't it?
This is straight.
Okay? Now, Lamont takes the couch.
That's fine with me.
I'll take Lamont's bed.
Sounds like a good plan.
And you and Rodney, Francis, take my bed. Okay.
Whatever you say, brother.
And, Rodney, you got the first watch. And from 12 o'clock midnight till 6 o'clock in the morning, Rodney will take the first watch out in the yard. And then I'll come and relieve him with the second watch. You got it clear now? See, and when he comes off his watch, he can sleep here on the couch to keep him waking up Francis.
Watch? What watch, man?
Would you please tell me what you're talking about?
I'm talking about the watch. I'm talking about the ghetto. The ghetto. Where people have to watch their loved ones. You can't close your eyes for one solitary moment and let your loved ones lay there unguarded.
I'm going to have my loved one committed. You're going bananas. You know that part.
Going bananas? Going bananas? Wow, that's the most exciting. Oh, I love you.
Hey, man.
No, Rodney, not horse racing again.
Please, honey.
No.
Honey, he can't miss. Now, listen, honey. He's going to be a long shot because of the field, but I know the trainer, and he swore the horse couldn't lose.
What is he talking about?
Fred, my husband has only one problem.
Yeah, he's colorblind.
No, he's a horse player.
Was, Francis, was. Now, I haven't played the horses in months, have I, honey? Now, I'll admit I've blown a lot of money, but I've quit, haven't I?
Well, you have eased off. You really have. But why are you bringing it up now?
There's a horse running at Santa Anita today named Going Bananas. Now, he's going to go off at 10-1. $100 will get us 1,000. Now, I know he's going to win. I know the trainer, I know the horse, and by sheer coincidence, my dear nephew just said the name, Going Bananas. Honey, it's a sure thing. I'd be willing to bet all their money on it.
Oh, no!
Come on, brother. Nephew.
Shh.
Hey, man, say you agree with me, do you?
Listen, Rodney, I'm going to tell you what Francis should have told you a long time ago.
Uh-uh.
What's that?
This. I disagree with gambling, I disagree with you marrying my sister, and you disagree with my stomach.
Oh, Fred.
Hey, Francis, come here.
Let him go. Well, Fred, he's my husband.
Will you shut up? Will you shut up? I got labels. Why? Who needs him? She could have had the real thing and wind up with a pale imitation.
No sign of him. Fred, how could you?
How could I what?
You were cruel to him. I don't blame him for leaving this house. I'm almost tempted to do it myself.
Oh, honey, don't talk like that. My house is your house.
My husband's house is my house, wherever it is.
Oh, I don't know. How could you marry him anyhow?
Oh, Fred, would you try to understand? I love him. He's kind, warm, generous, good-natured, and he loves me.
Oh, be serious.
Oh, Fred, stop it. You really mean how could I marry a white man, don't you?
Well, ain't there no kind, warm, generous black men?
Yeah, there are many. The most beautiful one of all was you.
I don't want all that stuff on me.
Well, maybe if I had waited, I might have found another black man just as wonderful, but Rodney came along first, and he just happened to be white.
Well, I'm sorry, Francis. Maybe he didn't go away mad. Maybe he just went down the corner of a paper.
Of course he went to buy a racing form. Where would that be?
Down on the corner? Let me go.
No, I'll go. I'll be right back.
Hi, Aunt Frances.
Hello, Lamont.
What's the rush?
He's rushing to try to catch the white tornado.
I guess by that you mean her husband.
Yeah. Hey, what you doing home anyway?
Well, I forgot to take money with me this morning. I couldn't buy no lunch.
Oh. You know, son, maybe I was a little too hard on him.
I think so,
he's
too.
Not such a bad guy.
Nah.
Yeah. I guess you can learn to like somebody like that.
Hey, Pop, it's gone. All the money's gone.
But What? I knew it, son. I knew he was a crook. We've been conned. We've been hoodwinked. We've been had by the kissing bandit. I knew it, son. You just can't trust them. Bring them into your home, and they rob you blind.
Okay, Pop, that's enough already.
It's all my fault, though, son. I know better. You're not supposed to tempt them. There's two things you got to always do. And that's hide all your money and lock up all your liquor.
Look, let's not go accusing the man on the spot before we find out for sure.
Yeah, you're right, son. We have to consider the evidence. Now, let's see. The cash is gone, and he's gone. Guilty. Death by hanging. Case closed.
Well, who could that be?
Could be the police.
The police? Don't tell me you called the police.
That's right.
Pop, we don't even know if Rodney did it or not. Man, look,
when they come in here, let's not go mentioning any names until we find out for sure.
No name.
Hey, what's up, Lamar?
Hey, happy Smitty.
What's going on? Hey.
I sure am glad they sent you two over as opposed to two other policemen.
Well, thank you very much. You know, there's very few victims of social injustice who give us police officers a warm welcome.
So, what's the problem, Fred?
Well, see, it's kind of a delicate situation.
Now, just wait a minute. Let me explain to the man.
Well, remember, no names.
Okay. Well, listen. Here's what happened. Now, my sister, who we call Madam X.
Madam X.
Yeah. Sent me a telegram saying that she was married to a gentleman who we refer to now as Thievin' Hunky.
Okay, that's Thievin' Hunky.
Yeah.
How do you spell that hunky?
Y-T.
Y. Y-T?
Yeah, say it again. Y-T. Y-T.
Y-T, Y-T.
Y-T.
Y-T. Oh.
Now, I'll handle this. Look, we had a lot of money here in the house, and now it's missing.
Yeah, and we had a brother-in-law in the house, and he's missing.
I think I understand what you're getting at. Now, did either of you actually see this person take the money?
Well, no, we didn't actually see him.
Well, then, Fred, you could be jumping to conclusions.
I'd jump in his chest if I found him. Not only that, I'll play Ring Around the Roses and shove it up his nose.
Well, you may have a point there.
What are you talking about?
Well, I don't want to be an alarmist, you know, but after 2 years in the Bunko Division,
Well, what?
Well, there's such a thing as a gang of unscrupulous men who go around marrying unsuspecting women. And once they spuriously interject themselves into the family unit, they purloin everything they can through a series of sophisticated larcenous machinations.
The guy could be a con man trying to rip you off.
No.
Now, this is only guesswork, however, and we policemen deal in facts, only the facts, never in guesswork.
Come on, Hoppy, let's go.
Right.
I'll see you later.
Oh, and remember, gentlemen, the man is innocent until proven guilty. Hey, poor Fred. He's got a brother-in-law who's guilty.
My sister married that guy, and all he want to do is get his hands on my bunko.
Let's just conduct our lives as if nothing at all happened. And sooner or later, Rodney and Aunt Frances will show up. And you said yourself that if your sister married somebody, he would have to be Mr. Wright.
Yeah, Mr. Wright, not White.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Hello. Hi. And hello. That's all you said? You walk in the house and hi and hello?
Pop, would you calm yourself down now? Everybody says that when they walk into a house.
Well, shame on them.
Will somebody please tell me what's going on here?
Frances, it kills me to tell you this, but Rodney married you so he could get his hands on my bunko. He stole my $200 out of the drawer we were saving for a stereo.
Oh, I see. Oh, Fred, Rodney didn't take that money. I did. Here it is.
Oh, no. I saw that in the movie the night before last, where the wife made up for the evil the husband did.
What movie?
It was called Rodney Goes to Jail.
That's
not what happened,
no,
man.
No, you see, when Rodney mentioned how excited he was about that horse, I took your money to remove it as a temptation.
Oh, you took the money so he couldn't bet it on going bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where y'all been?
I went out to the track to watch the race, just to see if my hunch was right.
Was it?
It sure was. Going Bananas came in and paid 10-1 just like I thought. Now, if I'd bet $200, we'd have had 2,000 smackaroos right now.
You dummy!
No, just put it down there. Thank you.
You're sure welcome. I sure hope y'all enjoy it now.
Hey, what is that?
That's a stereo set.
I know it's a stereo set. I can see it's a stereo set. Hey, I'm blind. I know the stereo set. What is it?
Sometimes it's best to give my father a glass of warm milk and a Twinkie and leave him alone.
Listen, now what's it doing here?
It's a present for you from Rodney and me.
Well,
the man at the candy store told me Rodney bought a racing form and went out to the track. So I went out there to find him.
Isn't she wonderful? Is that love? Do you see what we have, Fred?
I don't know what she got, but you got chronic hug-itis.
So how'd you ever find him at the racetrack?
Well, naturally, I couldn't. And then I felt badly for not trusting him. And so I did what I thought he would do if I had trusted him. I bet $20 of my own money on going bananas.
And you won $2,000?
No,
$200. And so, Rodney and I bought the stereo with it.
Honey, you're a tribute to the man that raised you. I mean it. And you was 4 years old, you made your first three-cushion billiard shot, and here you won a 10-1 bet at the racetrack at the age of shh. I raised you perfect, honey, didn't I?
No, Fred. I'm not proud of myself, I did take your money without telling you.
Yeah, well, don't even mention that. What's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine.
Fred, I gotta tell you something.
Huh?
You're the best. You're the best broth in the whole world.
Oh, man, not again! Don't do that to me! Let me go! Get this bull down for me! Get it off!
Wow, what a meal. Pop your... Aunt Frances can cook, man.
Listen, son, I don't think I've ate that much in my whole life.
Well, you know, Pop, I can understand somebody having firsts and seconds to show their appreciation, but ninths?
Frances sure looked happy, didn't
she? She sure did, man. In a house with nothing but a bed, an alarm clock, and a stereo that we gave her for a present.
Yeah, I think she really liked that present.
She sure did. And her husband liked it, too. And I want to thank you, Pop, for finally making that man feel at home in his own house.
Well, you know, I look at it like this. Ever since Frances was two, I wanted to see to it that she was happy. So if she's happy married to Paleface,
why should Chief complain? We'll be right back.